This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can always reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online. It's a really good website. Check it out at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And without any delay, let me introduce you to my special guest, longtime friend, Mr. Bill Hammond. He's the president and founder of KC Elder Law. And Bill, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steven. It's great to be here. And I got to tell you, whoever thought that at some point I'd be talking to you from my home office in my basement.
Yeah.
In the midst of a pandemic and you're at home, I'm guessing. And wow,
I am.
It's we have to be flexible, don't we?
Absolutely. And so just for the general public, we are practicing the utmost in social distancing.
That's right.
but we're connected electronically. So thank God for Zoom. So
exactly.
But anyway, all right, Bill. So first question, I'm sure you've probably been asked this many times, but how are you and just the great staff at KC Elder Law handling COVID-19, and how are you meeting with clients and families to continue the really important work that you all do?
Well, thanks, Steve. You're very kind. And, you know, it's not so different from what you and I are doing here today. So my staff is all at home, working from home. We have our office is closed right now. However, we have been designated an essential business.
Okay.
And so we absolutely are meeting with clients virtually, just like we're doing now. And there's nothing that we could provide before, Steve, that we can't provide now.
Okay.
You know, I said we've been designated an essential business. I also want to say that I can't think of a more essential business than senior care consulting, because, and I'm sure we'll get into this later, but you and I are running into all kinds of issues that, you know, 2-3 months ago, we couldn't have imagined. And so I am leaning on you heavily to be able to bridge some of those gaps. So yes, Casey Elder Law is an essential business, and boy, senior care consulting is maybe the essential business.
Thank you. And yes, all this forced creativity, I'll tell you, it's actually working out really well and frankly, better than I expected. So I'm just really glad to be able to continue to help families through that search and selection process and work with so many of your clients. And we have so many, you know, mutual clients that we work together. And it's working out well. I'd rather be in person, as I'm sure you would as well, but this is the next best thing, and it's really going well. So, thanks for saying that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And you can't brag on yourself very easily, but I can brag on you. And I want to, because, you know, I want your listeners to know, you know, the care centers, the communities in our area are, you know, closed down in lots of ways because of COVID-19, and people can't get in to see their loved one. And I challenge someone to try to get into a nursing home nowadays without some professional help like you provide. So you're an amazing resource and an amazing bridge. And so when we have clients that actually need placement right now, we are sending them your way, because you can do magic that people can't do on their own. So,
well, thank you. Thank you very much. And Bill, you have a long history of offering just excellent educational workshops to the general public here in the Kansas City and extended KC metro area. So given the current stay-at-home orders, are you still offering these free workshops?
Yeah, boy, do I miss that.
Yeah.
It used to be, for me personally, every other Tuesday evening, about 6 o'clock, you would find me. The other Tuesday evening, Ken Herring, who's worked for me for a very long time, great elder law attorney. And we would be doing workshops across the metro area and meeting with crowds that typically, you know, averaged 50 to 60 attendees. And it was fun because we could stand up, in front of a group and speak with them live and answer their questions. And it was a real bonding experience. And I just really loved it. Now, that's an important service. So we have learned a whole lot about how to Zoom. And yeah, for some of your non-technical listeners, and frankly, that's me, because my staff sets it up, and I show up. But, you know, I'm here in front of a camera in my basement, actually able to put on the same type of seminar and answer questions and get information across. So it's a little bit different. It is coming across the computer screen or the phone or the iPad or whatever. But bottom line is, Steve, we still do presentations weekly because it's just important. It's important.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I've been to many of those presentations, and they are absolutely excellent. And everyone attending learns so much. It's just incredible. And understand, Bill, that you have a very special workshop coming up this Tuesday. So just in a few days, can you tell us a little bit about that workshop and what the attendees can expect?
Yeah, sure. So this Tuesday at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be talking about how to care for your loved one in a nursing home, even if you can't visit them because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
What steps can you take to take care of your loved one even when you can't get in to visit them? And it's a really important topic. And we're going to do that Tuesday at 6 o'clock at no charge. And we're going to give some great information for people. So
All right. So just to repeat that, that's coming right up this Tuesday evening, April the 28th at 6 p.m. How to take care of your loved one in a nursing home, even if you can't visit them right now. And Bill, if someone would like to attend that, I'll guarantee you, you just got a lot of listeners' attention with that one, because a lot of people are in the same boat. I mean, if you can't go there, you know, you're FaceTiming, you're waving through windows, and we're trying to do our best, but you'll have some excellent information for them. What's the best way to sign up for this workshop?
Sure. So the best way is to go to KC, like Kansas City, KC Elder Law Online Event.com. KC Elder Law Online Event.com.
All right, KC Elder Law Online Event.com. And Bill, also, I put a link on the homepage of both of my websites, seniorcareconsulting.com and seniorcarelive.com. So if someone is driving and they weren't able to write that down, but if you're familiar with seniorcarelive.com or seniorcareconsulting.com, you can get to it that way as well. So, all right. So, Bill, we only have a couple of minutes in this segment. We can certainly continue into the next segment. But, you know, right now, a lot of people are holding off placing their loved one in a senior care community. And during this, they just don't want anything to do with it, and they're going to stay home. So, you know, right now, they're staying at home. They may be hiring a home care company to help, you know, provide some care at home. But since there are so many people out of work, they may have lost their job, they're on unemployment right now, you know, for a while, many people are paying family members to help provide that care. So can you explain how this could cause a potential issue down the road if that person may need to qualify for Medicaid maybe in the next, you know, few years?
Sure. Absolutely, Steve. And you know, I empathize with those folks who are doing that. One of the things you got to be careful of is if we all know that if you give money away, you're probably going to cause Medicaid qualification issues. Here's what people don't know. If you're paying a loved one to care for you and you don't have the appropriate legal documents in place, so care contract, that meets the state's requirements. If you don't have that, the state says all those payments you're making, Steve, are gifts. And you and I can pick that up later if we want. But the point is, it causes great big Medicaid problems. So if you're paying a loved one to care, a family member to care for your loved one, you got to get the right legal stuff in place.
All right. For our listeners, you will absolutely want to hang on through this break and hear more about that really, really slippery slope that you may be unintentionally getting yourself into. We'll talk about that with Bill Hammond right after the break. But first, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. Estate planning and elder law are the same thing. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the Listen Live button. You could also click on the big microphone right there on the home page. Give it a few seconds to connect, and then boom, you are in. It'll start streaming to your phone, tablet, computer, whatever you have. It really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Estate planning and elder law are the same thing. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is False. The answer is false. And Bill, why is that statement false?
Thanks, Steve. Well, you know, estate planning primarily has to do with the question, what happens when I die? Where does my property go? How do I take care of my family? And that's a really, really important question, Steve. From an elder law perspective, in addition to that, we not only need to ask what happens when I die, but we also, from an elder care perspective, have to ask, and what if I don't die but become sick? Because if we don't take care of that, there may be nothing left to pass on to the family when you're gone. Okay. That's one of the main differences.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. My special guest today, Mr. Bill Hammond, president and founder of KC Elder Law. And if you have questions, if you have legal needs, surrounding elder law or estate planning, you can reach Bill and just a great team of professionals there at 913-338-5713. Or I would also encourage you to visit them online at kcelderlaw.com. And Bill, you have offices all around the city, so you're not just limited to Kansas. I mean, you're Kansas, Missouri, north of the river. You have the entire metro covered. Is that correct?
That's correct, Steve. Wherever the clients are, we'll find a way to get to them and help them out.
And now you might even be able to meet with them virtually. So,
right now we are for sure going
to
do.
We have to, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right. I just, before we move on to the next topic I wanted to talk about, let's just go back to that care contract. So you said something that is kind of stunning to me. If a family pays a family member, X dollars to help provide care, that payment could be considered a gift. Is that correct?
That's correct, Steve. They've got to have the right documentation in place. They've got to have a care contract. And if they don't, no matter how hard their loved one is working, the state's going to look at that and say they're giving the money away. And for every roughly $6,000 that's given away, that person would be ineligible for Medicaid for a month. So it can be a great big problem. Here's the good news. The good news is, with good legal advice, Steve, it's easy to fix.
All right. Excellent. So if you're paying a family member to provide care and you do not have a care contract, you should run, not walk, to KC Elder Law, or if you're already working with an elder law attorney, just find out about this care contract. You need one, and that will be the best thing that you've done in a long time. Trust me on that one. All right, so Bill, you frequently talk about helping families to not go broke when paying for care at a senior care community such as a nursing home. So how can you help a family protect their assets and not go broke given the really high monthly cost at that level of care? I mean, it could cost $6,000, $7,000, $8,000
a month. Yeah, you're right, Stephen. And good care is expensive. And we have some great communities in our area. And it costs a lot. We all know that. So that's where a good elder law attorney can come in. And there are things that we can do, whether it's a single person. So someone who goes into care, if it's a single person, the state is going to look at their assets and say certain things are exempt, a house, a car, a prepaid funeral, a little bit of life insurance, household goods. And then the state would say, spend all that down to $2,000 in Kansas, $4,000 in Missouri. And yet, with good advice, commonly we could protect about half the assets for a single person. And with a married couple, Steve, they go through a process we call division of assets, divide the assets and then spend them down. And the state says, well, the at-home spouse gets to keep $126,000 or so. And the spouse who needs care gets to keep, again, $2,000 in Kansas, $4,000 in Missouri. But frequently, there are ways to protect way more than that, legally, ethically, morally, telling the state everything you've done and doing it in such a way that the one who needs care will get it and the at-home spouse will be taken care of.
All right. So you just said a mouthful right there. So for a married couple, I think this is just infinitely more critical, because you have a community spouse and he or she may be doing well and still living independently in their home, but they're really at risk for literally spending all of the money they have at these monthly rates. And so you're able to do that division of assets, protect assets for that community spouse, while the spouse needing care can still get the great care that they need. And it really, everyone wins in that scenario.
Well, that's right, Stephen. And also, it's not uncommon to have the community spouse, the at-home spouse, keeping, for instance, her husband. Let's just use a female caregiver, keeping her husband at home because she's terrified to place him. She thinks she's going to go broke. And yet, what if we could sit down and show her how to find the right place, which is where you come in, how to get good care there, and how to pay for it in such a way that she will be able to take care of him and herself. And if he passes away, she'll have enough to live on in retirement. And that would work no matter who needed care, whether it was husband or wife. The critical thing is the state won't tell you how to do it. So you've got to get good advice to learn how to do it.
Yeah, it's just like you can't call up the IRS and say, hey, can you help me with my taxes to be most beneficial for my financial position? They don't do that, and neither does the state at this point. But the good news is Bill Hammond and Casey Elder Law, you can help families through that division of assets to work in their best financial interest. Do it legally, do it professionally, do it ethically, and do this properly. And I always recommend to my listeners and my clients to contact Casey Elder Law. And Bill, a lot of times you have mentioned that this is a really many times a woman's issue because of the disparity in that Social Security, that monthly income. So this is, I think, even more important when the community spouse is a female. So what is, again, just right here at the end of the break, what is the best way to contact you at Casey Elder Law?
Sure. So, Steve, as you said earlier, they can go to caseyelderlaw.com or call us at 913-338-5713. And on that upcoming online event, I'm also going to be talking about these issues. And so someone can go to caseyelderlaw.com, sign up, and learn all about it.
Excellent. Excellent. Bill, thanks so much for taking part of your day and time to be on the program. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve. You're the best. Take care.
All right. We'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. They're in chronological order. We usually have the program from today loaded onto the website usually by Monday or Tuesday. So feel free to help yourself with that. All right, just want to thank Bill Hammond. Just what a great guy and just a fantastic elder law attorney. And let me tell you this about Bill. Casey Elder Law has been in business for over 20 years, helping thousands and thousands of families here in our extended KC metro area. And Bill started an elder law firm before anyone even knew how to spell elder law, I'll tell you that. And so he was definitely a pioneer in this area, definitely a leader. And now, you know, elder law is kind of, you know, trendy, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, let me just say this also, that Bill may have forgotten more than a lot of folks know today. So he's the best. And I always appreciate him spending time to spend with us on our show here today. But definitely consider and check out Bill's seminar for this coming Tuesday. Again, it is Tuesday, the 28th at 6 p.m., how to care for your loved one in a nursing home, even if you can't visit them right now. I'm going to tell all of my clients they need to tune in and attend this. It's going to be great information. And the easiest way to do that, you could go directly online to sign up for that and get your link so that you can attend it from the comfort of your own home. And it's kcelderlawonlineevent.com. kcelderlawonlineevent.com. And you could also go to seniorcarelive.com or seniorcareconsulting.com. And I have a link on the homepage that you could also click that. It'll take you straight to the registration page. So feel free to help yourself with that. And it is going to be a really, really good event. And I would strongly encourage you to attend that. All right. Well, the old free referral services are at it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. Well, the free referral services are alive and well. And I've talked about these services before. I haven't visited this subject for quite a long time. So let's unpack their business model to discover how they work, who they actually work for, and point out several shortfalls, or really what I think are deficiencies in their process. So first, how their business model works. So these free referral services, you know, they offer this, and I wish you could see me. I'm putting air quotes up when I say free, because what did your parents always teach you? Nothing's free. But they offer a free referral service to help you find a place for your mom, your dad, your spouse, your elderly loved one. And, you know, this sounds great because, as you know, free is a very powerful word. However, what you need to know is they are quite literally just a marketing company. That's it. This is just pure, straightforward marketing. It really has nothing to do with senior care at all, just pure marketing. So they go around to any and all senior care communities, and that would include independent living, assisted living, long-term care, and memory care. And they say to the facility management, we will generate, and I'm putting air quotes up again, we will generate leads with our marketing efforts, and we will send you these leads. Now, guess who the lead is? That's you, the consumer. We'll send you leads, and then you, senior care facility representative, will follow up with our leads and try to convince our leads to move into your facility. If our lead chooses your facility, you owe us, wait for it, drum roll please, wait for it, 50% of the first month's rent, 100% of the first month's rent, 150% of the first month's rent. That could be anywhere from $3,000 to a whopping $10,000, right? I mean, wow. And once the free referral service cultivates your name, your contact information, your identity, et cetera, they own you. They own you. They own your information. They own everything about you relative to your search for a senior care community and even for your search in home care. It's unbelievable. It makes you feel really warm and fuzzy, doesn't it? You're a lead. You are a prospect, and that's what you are to these free referral services. So they do a bunch of marketing. They cultivate leads. They send them to literally any facility willing to pay them a huge kickback, and that's it. I mean, that's it. That's all there is to it. It's really straightforward. It's very simple. Now, let's review who they actually work for. The free referral services work for the facilities willing to pay them huge kickbacks, period. I mean, that is who they work for, and it's very obvious. So this just in, they don't work for you. Don't tell anybody. They don't work for you. They work for the facilities that pay them to recommend them, for their recommendations. They refer to these facilities as their, again, air quotes, as their partners. They offer a tremendous amount of training for their partners to work the leads, how to convert the lead to a new move-in or a new resident. And incredibly, I've even read some of their own materials. They didn't even try to hide this. It was sitting on a website. How to upsell the prospect you, by the way, how to upsell the prospect and talk the prospect into spending more than their original budget to maximize your revenue and profit. That is just incredible. And frankly, that's disgusting in my opinion. Still not convinced? Just answer this simple question. Who do you work for? And the answer is you work for the person or the company that pays you for your efforts. So the free referral services work for the senior care facilities, and they get paid by the facilities when a marketing lead or prospect moves in to one of their partner facilities. Again, very straightforward. So let's talk about a few of the shortfalls. I could talk about this pretty much all day long. I'll just give you a few here. So you can reach the free referral service in a couple of ways. You can visit their website, and sometimes they will cultivate your identity just by visiting their website. You may not even have to fill out a form, but most people will fill out a form and provide some minimal information. You could also call a toll-free number, and who knows who's answering that phone and who knows what part of the country they're in. But once you contact them, your personal information is electronically blasted out to a list of providers. They just send it out to their list of providers with no attention to whether or not the provider is the right fit or not. They just blast it out. Then what happens? A group of very aggressive sales representatives jump on the lead and they try to be the first one to call you. This is what they're trained to do by the free referral service. Your phone will explode with 15 18, 20 aggressive calls from aggressive sales representatives, all trying to get to you first and try to choose them. This is like throwing a piece of meat into a lion's den. The free referral services have trained their partners that by being the first to contact the lead, you will close the deal. You're the deal. You will close the deal a higher percentage of the time compared to someone that takes an hour or two or several hours or the next day to return the call of the lead. So can you imagine this? You're stressed out enough already. Then out of the blue, your phone gets inundated by a mountain of phone calls by aggressive sales representatives. That just elevated your stress tenfold. But some people have become so overwhelmed with the dozens of phone calls and by being contacted by the same sales rep time and time again, over and over, contacted them, they've actually threatened to sue the company if they didn't stop harassing them. Well, that sounds just super dandy and great, doesn't it? I mean, frankly, I honestly can't believe they're still in business with this horrible business model and approach, right? So after the break, I'm going to share more on this, but let me just conclude this consumer alert with this. Be very careful when choosing to work with a free referral service promising to help you find a place for your elderly loved one. In my opinion, they are not at all what they appear to be.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
So after the break, I'm going to continue with a few other thoughts about some of the terrible shortfalls of these free referral services. Just incredible. You're going to want to hear a couple of these stories that I'm going to share with you. Then the good news, I'm going to show you how to avoid all of that right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And back to the free referral services. It's just absolutely amazing. I honestly don't know how on earth they're still in business, other than there are so many leads. There's so many people looking for all these different types and levels of senior care community that enough of them fall through. First of all, fall for it. And then go through their system and end up choosing one of their partners. Then they receive their giant kickback. And there are enough of them, I guess, to make it worth it and to stay in business and make it profitable and continue on doing business. But it's shocking to me. I'll guarantee you, if the mass public, if the general public understood how these things work, they would not be calling them. They wouldn't be filling out their forms. They wouldn't be willing to put themselves through this whole terrible process. It's just incredible. So I was talking about in the last break you fill out the information, or you share the information. So you do that online, or you share the information over the phone, and then they blast out your information indiscriminately to a list of providers, and then the providers just pounce on that lead, that new marketing lead. And first one to get to you usually gets the business. So I was recently speaking with a peer, actually, and that peer, they were telling me that, and they actually participate with one of these free referral services. And that peer contacted the lead, which was a sweet elderly lady. And she said, "Oh my gosh, how many of you people are going to call me?" And that peer said, "Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. Have I upset you calling you? I'm just following up on your inquiry." And she said, "In less than an hour, you are the 15th sales representative to call this phone. Will you please help me? Will you call these people off? Stop calling me. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown here." And this peer said, "Yes, ma'am, I will not call back, and I will contact the free referral service and tell them to knock it off and to stop." Can you believe that? I had a client, actually, who is an attorney, use one of these free referral services in another state. And she's an attorney. Her phone blew up. Her phone went crazy. And her phone, she got 15 or 20 calls in an hour, and she threatened to sue them. So it's just incredible. Another shortfall, they're not objective. Period. They're not objective at all. So if the best place for your loved one is not on their list, you will never hear about it. Period. They get paid to send you to their list of partners, not refer you to a place that isn't willing to pay them giant kickbacks. And in fact, I'm here to tell you there are many, many, many excellent providers that are absolutely not willing to pay to play. So the question is, what if the best place for your loved one is not on their list? How valuable is that free service now? Another shortfall. This one was really heartbreaking. I worked with the client, and when we were getting the process started with Senior Care Consulting to objectively vet the entire market, and I think most of the listeners know about the services with Senior Care Consulting. She said, listen, I want to be transparent. I've previously contacted, and then she said the name of a free referral service. And so the free referral, she said they were just very super friendly, very, very cordial, and et cetera. And then she said there was hardly any small talk, and they went right to it. How much money does your mom have? And she's like, okay. Wow. We're there already. Okay. Well, mother doesn't have a lot. And in fact, my husband and I contribute on a monthly basis to help her make ends meet. She said instantly the tone changed from very cordial to very short and curt. She said they barked out the name of a website, said, go visit them. And she said she practically hung up on me. She could not get off the phone fast enough. That's disgusting. That's disgusting to me. It's terrible. Another shortfall. And this may be the worst one to me, in my opinion. They appear to work for you when they do not work for you at all. And in my opinion, that is 100% totally unethical. At a minimum, it's a gigantic conflict of interest, to say the least. So again, be very careful when working with a free referral service and just understand that you get what you pay for. So what is a positive note? What is an alternative? How can you avoid that gigantic mess? Well, with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we can help you through that search and selection process. We work for you with a reasonable flat fee for service. And there are a lot of professional organizations throughout the city, a lot of medical individuals and medical organizations and financial organizations, I could go on and on, that refer to Senior Care Consulting and trust our services. We are completely transparent. We work for the clients, for our clients, for the families. We work on their behalf. We work in their best interest. And we work for a flat fee for service. So we represent our clients through this process, just very similar to maybe an attorney that works with their clients through that process, and maybe a financial advisor, another professional service provider. We work for our clients. We are completely objective. We vet the entire marketplace to help you make the right choice and choose the place that is the best fit for your exact needs. So if you need help with that, we can absolutely help you. 913-945-2800. That's seniorcareconsulting.com. 913-945-2800. Most of our clients are here in Kansas City, but frankly, we can help your loved one anywhere in the entire country. All right. Just want to say thanks for tuning in today. I want to thank Bill Hammond for spending part of his day with us on our program. Bill, thanks so much. That was just great, great information. I really appreciate it. And check out the new online event from Casey Elder Law, How to Care for Your Loved One in a Nursing Home, Even If You Can't Visit Them Right Now. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code AUDIO.